You'll never get unstuck as long as you are stuck on yourself. Let me repeat that. You'll never get unstuck as long as you are stuck on yourself. That's how I'd summarize the key point of the film series we are beginning today, a series entitled Unstuck. Today's session will focus on suffering. When it comes to suffering, isn't the first question that usually comes to mind, why? Why is there suffering in the world? Why do my loved ones suffer? Why do I suffer? Suffering not just in our bodies, but suffering in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit and soul. There's an answer to that question, but it's not the kind of answer that will button up the question of suffering as if to make suffering acceptable or agreeable. But at least it's an explanation that we can grasp. The Bible tells us that the answer to the question, why is there suffering in the world, is because there's evil in the world. Why is there evil in the world? Because there is sin in the world. Why is there sin in the world? Because man is evil. Why is man evil? Because man sinned. Why did man sin? Because he wanted to be independent, to be the master of his own destiny, to call his own shots, to be accountable to no one but himself. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent tempted the man and his wife with the promise that if they ate of the forbidden fruit, they would be as God. Something that sounded so good about an apple that looked so good that they bought the lie and took the bait. Choosing to use the gift of choice God had given them to choose to do what they ought not to have done. To do what God had forbidden them to do for their own sake, the sake of their good, the sake of their security, the sake of their blessing. For people to be free and volitional creatures who could have a relationship with him based freely on freely given love and on willing obedience rather than compulsory submission or forced obedience meant that God had to give man the ability to be able to choose the right and the wrong, the good and the bad, the wise and the foolish. Because Adam and Eve chose poorly, choosing rebellion and disobedience against God rather than trusting God and obeying God, sin entered into the world. And with sin, it's mortal consequences. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And with death, the consequences of suffering, pain, and grief. So in answer to the question, why is there suffering in the world? The answer is because of us. Because of man choosing self-will over God's will, choosing sinfulness over godliness, selfishness over holiness. Man, not only in the general sense of mankind, but you and me in the specific and personal sense. Otherwise, we'd have no need to confess to God we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. So while Adam and Eve were culpable for bringing sin into the world in the first place, we are also individually responsible for how our choices, our decisions, our actions inflict suffering not only on ourselves, but on others, whether knowingly or unknowingly, whether willfully or in ignorance. But there is another cause of suffering on earth and in our lives, and that is the active presence in the world of the satanic adversary of mankind. The very adversary who tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The Bible calls him the father of lies, who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Though we don't have time here to attempt an exhaustive study as to where the devil himself came from, suffice it to say that human beings have a demonic and powerful enemy whose greatest aim and greatest pleasure is to wreak havoc in the world, something we're seeing in spades these days, and to inflict such suffering, agony, and pain on people that they are led to doubt God, deny God, reject God, and hate God, unto their everlasting condemnation and destruction in the hell where the devil and his demons will dwell forever in eternal torment. This is the devil's desire for you and for all people everywhere of every time. It's the devil's greatest desire to keep you stuck on yourself. For when we're stuck on ourselves, we are easy prey for his cunning temptations and sly seductions to choose wrong over right, bad over good, death over life, our will over God's will, with the inevitable consequences of pain and suffering that follows. So keeping in mind that you'll never get unstuck as long as you're stuck on yourself, let's return to the place where it all went south, to the perfect Garden of Eden, where man and woman were made in the image of God, but marred that image and became in bondage to sin and unable to free themselves. The same fallen state in which you and I find ourselves as human beings. The good news is we're not destined to remain in that state forever. We're not destined to remain stuck on ourselves because our Creator sent His Son to rescue us from ourselves. By forgiving us and delivering us from the power of sin, death, and the devil, the moment we come to Him in repentance and faith. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the only begotten Son of God succeeded where Adam and Eve so dismally failed, by choosing obedience to his Father over obedience to himself, saying, "Not my will, but thine be done, even unto death," death on the cross, by which he dealt the final and fatal blow to the greatest enemies of man, sin, death, and the devil. So you see, the only way to get unstuck from being stuck on yourself is to get stuck on someone greater, on Jesus Christ, to surrender your heart and mind and will to his greater heart and mind and will. A heart and mind and will that overcame sin, death, and the devil for your sake. His power is so great that he can and will use your suffering for your own greater good and for the good of others. Then as you have become the answer to someone's prayer in the midst of their suffering, your circle of influence for Christ and for good will expand. moving you from the mundane to the meaningful. God using you to bring life and hope and help to those who suffer. Not only in your immediate world, but even to the ends of the earth. This is the only way to get past getting stuck on the why question of suffering. And to move beyond just wringing your hands at how awful it is and how wrong and unfair. But it is to actually do something about it. And in doing something, to show forth the love of Christ that dwells in you. Which brings us to the even greater question than the question why when it comes to suffering, and that is the question how. How can I face my own suffering with hope and confidence, or help someone else facing theirs? It's only by becoming unstuck from yourself and stuck on Christ. How? By trusting the promise of Romans 8:28 that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are the called according to his purpose. The Apostle Paul also says we can endure suffering with hope and confidence because we know that neither trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let us watch how this love of God in Christ plays out in the lives of people we are about to meet as we watch the first session of our new series, Unstuck. I have a very dear friend who is suffering right now with a terrible disease. The pain is unbearable. But she has discovered Christ is bearing her up. And along with the prayers, help, support, of God's people and of those who love her, she is bearing up and receiving the supernatural power and capacity not to ask why, but how. How am I going to get through this time of suffering? How? By the power of Christ in her and by the help and hope and love provided by God's people. She knows that no suffering can hinder the will of God being done in her life. The same promise he has made to her, he makes to us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, and nothing can hinder the perfect and good will of God being done in our life. My friend's story, like your story, is part of the bigger story that God is telling to a world that is bathed in suffering and awash in grief and pain and tears. It's the bigger story of the blessings that can come when you become unstuck from yourself and stuck on the Savior who suffered for you. The Savior who suffers alongside you even now. The Savior to whom your tears and suffering are never wasted, but who will use you to be a blessing to others in the midst of their tears and their suffering. Jesus Christ, being the Savior from whom all blessings flow, even those blessings in disguise. Amen.